Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
31620.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. And what's your name?
Ray Stanley.
Yes, sir. I do see the account. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
420 Birch Street, Adel, Georgia.
All right. Very well. Thank you, sir. This was going on. This account was created April the 19th, 2022, with a shipping fee of $5.95. It was for the Intech Blender. That $79.94 you see, it's a membership fee. If you were looking at terms and conditions, it stated that the account would be billed that membership fee, and actually you could have canceled within 48 hours. Excuse me. But that also gifted you a $125 voucher that should have come through your email for you to spend at that store also, Mr. Stanley.
Well, I've already paid the $5.97, and I saw it on my bank statement that you already got that money.
That was the shipping for that product, sir, the $5.97. That's what would get that Intech Blender to you.
Right.
Yes, sir. And that's a membership fee. It was stated in the terms and conditions. It's not the price for that Intech Blender.
Well, the Intech Blender puts in the reward that I won. I just paid for the shipping.
That's exactly what you did. And it was $5.95.
Exactly.
And the shipping, I mean, that was the shipping, the $79.94 is a membership fee.
$79.94?
Yes, sir.
It didn't state that when I ordered it. Cause all I got from you is my receipt.
Yes, sir, that actually what was going on. It is a membership fee and it is monthly.
It didn't say that. That's misrepresentation.
Give me one second, sir. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. I'm going to speak with my supervisor. I'll be right back with you, Mr. Stanley.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Okay, I will. Mr. Stanley.
Yes,
sir. I wanted to go in and use a one-time courtesy code and get you a 35% refund on that $79.94. You think about that, sir. Make sure you're canceled out also.
Well, it didn't charge me no $79.94. You used my bank card to get that $5.95. It didn't say nothing about no $79 on that.
Yes, sir. You didn't see the membership fee? It was stated in the terms and conditions.
It didn't say nothing about no membership fee on there.
Yes, sir. It's section-33-4. It's a membership fee stated there that it will be billed to the account. But like I stated,
all it asked was for a survey or how what happened. How's my experience at Walgreens? It didn't say nothing about that.
Let me ask you this. Like I stated, I can get you a 35% refund. That would get you almost $30 to be refunded to the account. $27.98, actually.
Well, my bank statement hasn't showed no $79. It showed the $5.95.
And maybe you won't see it because I go in. Let's do this.
Y'all are misrepresenting, and that's fraudulent.
Let me ask you this, sir, because I understand where you're coming from, but I'm trying to help you cancel the account, see if we can get you refunded, and make sure that you're not billed anymore. I can use my managerial special. That will get you a 50% refund. We will get you $39.97, close to $40. I can make sure that you're canceled out. I'll give you a cancellation code and get this information to your email also.
It don't show that. All I got on there, I got my receipt. It don't say nothing about no $79 on there.
Yes, sir.
I do online banking. I'm not going to check my account and see what's been taken out of my bank. account, and that didn't show none of that on there.
Been maybe because you haven't seen it yet.
I was inspecting the blender, and it showed that all I paid was the fee for the shipping.
You haven't
posted a free gift.
Right.
For answering that survey.
Right. This is what I'm saying, Mr. Stanley. The charge, it had went through on the 22nd. So you wouldn't see it in your bank statements. You wouldn't see it yet. That's the only reason. But I can give you that website. You can go back on that website, and you can see that it's a membership fee that is applied. But like I'm trying to tell you, we could really get past that because I'm trying to get you refunded and canceled out. And honestly, that's the most that I can get you up to.
You should give me the full refund. Not no half of it, because I don't want that membership fee.
Honestly, sir, if I could get you that full refund, I would.
Well,
I would contact my bank
and tell them what's going on.
I got you, Mrs. Stanley. Could you hold tight for me for 1 second, please? At least let me get you this cancellation code. So I'm going to speak with my suit for 1 more second. We'll get you taken care of, sir. Hang tight for me for 1 second.
This is the biggest misrepresentation I ever seen in my life, man. I am surveyed. I'm supposed to get a free gift.
Yeah.
And $5.95 shipping. And that's what the thing said, that it was free. And they tell me, they charged me $79 for this damn thing. They only give me half of it back because my bank already been charged.
And
this is from Walgreens.
All right, Mr. Stanley, I do thank you for holding, sir. My supervisor did go in and get the account fully refunded. I'm waiting on your cancellation code to generate from that refund. Know that the account will be fully refunded and canceled out, sir.
Okay, because that's a problem with that, man. You guys are lying to people. And, you know, if it was said that, I would have never ordered the thing anyway. Because it said that it was a free gift for answering your survey.
We got you taken care of, sir. You'll see the account be fully refunded within 3 to 5 business days. And I want you to hang tight while I make sure on the line while I see your account be canceled. Once your account be canceled, it will push all your information out of the system, sir. So you won't be billed again unless you go online and reorder. And I got your cancellation code ready, and I'll state it to you.
Well, you guys sent me an email telling me about this free gift and all this thing. And that was fraudulent. Now, what if I turn you guys in and make a note that nobody goes in there?
Honestly, sir, you'll be wasting your time. No offense. What I'm trying to tell you is everything is stated in the terms and conditions. You agreed to this. We would not be able to bill you without you agreeing to this. That's why, Mr. Stanley, I did go in and speak with my...
The only agreement was that it was a free gift. And I only pay for the shipping.
Understood, sir. But I clearly see you may have missed it. That's why you were fully refunded, sir. The account is canceled.
No, I didn't miss it because it asked for $7 or something to get an early shipment. And I said I'll wait for it. It didn't have all that stuff on there.
I got that, sir. And I promise you I understand exactly where you're coming from. I do. And that's why I wanted to make sure that you were at least fully refunded, sir. And I got your cancellation code. You can look in your email, the rstanley808. You will see this information there, sir. So I get it. And that's why we got you taken care of, sir. There's nothing else that I really can do because it is stated there. It's stated in the terms and conditions. I wouldn't lie to you, Mr. Stanley. I wouldn't want to be on the line telling you something that I know is not on that website. I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night, sir.
You guys are misleading people, man. That was wrong. That was dead wrong.
Well, I tell you this, sir. I make sure I get that word to my superior, sir. Make sure they take a look at it. But it's there, sir. We wouldn't be able to build the account without it. But I do thank you at least for trying out that Intech Blender. You were fully refunded. And if you like, I'll verbally give you this cancellation code that's stated in your email.
Well, it's in my email, and I was not turned over to my bank.
Sir, that's up to you, but I do thank you for calling customer support. That's all the help you need today.
All right, my thank you.
Yes, sir. You have a good day. I thank you for calling customer support, sir. You were fully refunded and canceled out, Mr. Stanley.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. Good day, sir.
Tell you what I know now, boy.